It's a very significant project for Greencastle Harbour and indeed for North Donegal as well, and the fishing industry in Donegal. It's a €22 million project overall, with €16.5 million spent on the last over the last year, completing what had been previously stopped and halted back in 2009. It's a massive project, 250 metres of a breakwater, over 18 metres deep, and there's been $250,000 of ton of stone gone into it over the last 8-9 months during its construction. It was great to see a local company, Foyle Marine and Dredging, carry out that work and provide local employment during it as well. But really importantly now going forward, it'll make sure that Greencastle Harbour is safe for boats and for fishing operations, and to see that promoted into the future, and also then as well to ensure that the capacity of Greencastle to contribute to tourism and recreation, and that capacity is something to be built on too. So really significant day for Greencastle and for North Donegal. I want to recognise the work of Donegal County Council and my own department, and also particularly the local harbour users group who promoted this for a long time, and local representatives in the area too, and particularly all of those who worked on the project at construction stage to do such a fine job on it.
And what will it mean for boats in the harbour now? What challenges had they previously had to deal with that won't be an issue for them any longer?
Well, this now 250 metres of breakwater, rock armour breakwater, will ensure that the Greencastle Harbour is now protected from the southwesterly prevailing winds. And previously in storms, those southwesterly winds could come up the Foyle and do very significant damage to the boats and mean that they were not safe in harbour. So what it means now is that the fishing boats can be protected from the elements and from bad weather events. And it also means now we can look towards how we can further build on the potential of Greencastle and look to future phases as well, as to how we can see Greencastle and its really important strategic positioning in the north of our country, and not far from Scotland and right beside Northern Ireland too, that we can see how we can further develop that and see it contribute to the local economy.